You're listening to SBS News.
Juliet Bland and Les Goldsworthy aren't sure what Christmas 2020 will look like for them.
The wolves are knocking at the door, put it that way.
Anything we've got that we can sell to try and get the money, like to help us to get through, we're doing that.
The pandemic cost Les his job, while his partner Juliet is on a bridging visa. They're waiting for her offshore partner visa application to be granted, which requires her to leave the country.
It's not viable for us. It's too expensive for us, the quarantine and the flights, and you know, we haven't got that money.
Thousands of couples are in a similar situation, but now that will change. The temporary concession, which would mean applicants don't have to leave the country for their visa applications to be granted, will apply to a series of family visa subclasses, including partner visas, prospective marriage, and some child adoption and dependent child subclasses, but not until next year. Federal Labour MP Julian Hill isn't impressed.
Well, sometime early next year, I'll make these changes. Sometime. There's no detail, there's no clarity about who will be covered. There's no sense of exactly when this will happen. And so it still means that there's thousands of Australian couples here right now in Australia facing an uncertain Christmas.
We know that that could be a matter of several months away, and they have the power to actually change the regulations right now.
That's Amelia Elliott. She runs a lobby page for partner visa holders affected by the closed borders. She and her husband Bowie have spent thousands on a round trip to Singapore for their visa.
It's really an arbitrary rule that applies to one group of visa applicants versus another purely based on their place of lodgement.
Acting Immigration Minister Alan Tudge says these are common sense changes to reduce the impact that the travel restrictions are having on Australia's immigration program. The uncertainty of when this change takes effect means many couples with expiring visas are now facing a tough decision. Do they trust that the government will deliver on change soon or risk leaving the country to satisfy visa requirements? Julian Hill again.
There's 36,000 Australians stranded around the world, desperate to come home. And so the minister needs to fess up. Why is he delaying this change? He has the power to make this change this week with the stroke of a pen.
The change is predicted to benefit up to 4,000 partners of Australian citizens if they're in a position to wait. Alan Lee, SBS News.